And Wolverhampton LGBT Plus are running a campaign. There's been a lot of information about the word immigrants on your socials this week. Can you tell us why?
Yeah, so we are calling this campaign Reclaiming the Word Immigrant. And that's because in the UK we've got such negative connotations when we think of the word immigrant. And it's about time we actually claimed it back, because when we have been talking about it to people, they kind of look at you in this way that, as if you've said a naughty word. And of course it's not. It describes a group of people that have moved to the UK from another country for whatever reason. There's lots of reasons, but it's not a bad word. And actually a lot of people identify as immigrants and want to reclaim that word.
Yeah.
And I was one of those people. I was almost a little bit scared to use the word. I've been re-educated. And so I was like, right, if I can be re-educated, let's do that to the nation. We'll start in Wolverhampton. Yeah,
I feel blessed that you've said the nation. Welcome, nation. Welcome, what or not. So where did the name of for the group come from?
Okay, so standing to the side of me are the most beautiful guys and wonderful volunteers, Piotr and Raphael. And they brought the idea of both a bear group, which we've spoke about before, and immigrant group. And I remember when Raphael said to me, we want to start an immigrant group. And then the artwork came through and it said immigrant group. I looked and I thought, oh, I'm going to have to say something. So I said something and it was very much like, well, this is what we want to call it. And I said, oh, okay, fine. And then since it's been launched, we've had a lot of people come back to us and say, why on earth did you call it that? Dare I say, British-born people who have got a problem with the word immigrant. And so whilst I was on a walk with Raphael, I said, is there any chance we could maybe call it international group or something nice? And he said, no, Kelly, because actually I'm a proud immigrant. And when I've gone away and thought about it, if English is not your first language and you see the word immigrant, you understand what that means. You understand you are welcome at that group. If we call it something frilly, then the message is not going to get out there. The right people are not going to be able to attend. Yeah. And so, like I said, I've been re-educated by Raphael, and that is the reason for the immigrant group.
Well, firstly, let me apologise to Raphael for pronouncing your name wrong. Whole show, I've been saying Raphael. So I do apologise. So Raphael and Piotr,
hello,
are here. Piotr, what does the group hope to achieve?
So our initial thought was to create a safe space for immigrants, for people who may not speak English perfectly, so for people with different level of language, to have a place where they can come and speak however they fast or well speak English, but also understand others whose English is not fluent. So give them this space that they don't need to be embarrassed with their skills. So this is this one thing. Another one is that people are coming from different regions, then different level of LGBT plus education and different level of tolerance in their countries. They also tend to live in their group for a while. So we want to take them from this place and show how the LGBT plus community works, what are the laws, educate about the LGBT plus laws and what you can do in England. So this is also this kind of educational aspect of it. And also we want to learn what their struggle is, so our charity can come up with some other ideas to help everyone with similar problems.
And I've heard you've got some funding for the group as well. Can you tell us where from and what you will be spending it on?
Yeah, so I'll tell you where it's from first of all, and then you can say what it's being spent on. Yeah. So one of our brilliant trustees, Lucy, applied for some funding with Birmingham Pride, and we were chosen. So we've managed to get £2,000, with thanks from Birmingham Pride, because we applied and said, actually, this immigrant group, we could do with some money behind it so we can do more. We were successful, and then we've managed to arrange. I'm going to pass over to Raphael.
So we want to, this money will be spent in the various things. So one of the very simple is like to help with education, like organize some courses or help with some upskilling the language skills or applying for work. We also want to help to integrate immigrants into the wider society. So we want to create a craft sessions where immigrants will be joined by others, and then using this space, then we can start to collaborate and talk and just discuss things. So I think there will be a smooth transition. Also, it will be cool to see their ideas and craft skills.
Absolutely,
and
yeah.
It's a lot of imagination can be put in place. We also want to organize some trips. So we
I love a good trip. love a good trip.
Not like that to kind go of to, trip.
to Birmingham.
To Birmingham, for example, but other places as well. So then you don't need to spend any money and everything will be organized for you. So you can see the gay village, for example.
Yeah.
Sometimes we had the example of the person who spend all the year in an immigrant hotel.
And a whole year in a hotel
year.
On their own.
Oh my!
And
goodness.
She didn't have money to travel, and also was not confident to go by herself. So this kind of case would be perfect for for this kind of trips.
It gets everybody involved. And how can people join the immigrant group?
So it's a case of, with everything, with us, you go straight to Eventbrite, find the social group that you want to attend and book a ticket. And if you have problems with booking that ticket, people can go to our socials and message us or send us an email, however they can best contact us and get those details. But it's an amazing group, Adam. It's so fantastic to see people come out of their shells because they're so scared. And that might be because they've come from a country where actually you can be put to death for being LGBT. And then they come here and we suddenly say it's okay. And they're in this kind of quandary of, I don't know what I can and can't do. So the immigrant group is perfect. And also it's delivered by Piotr and Raphael, who have lived experience of coming to the UK and struggling, you know, with the new culture, the new way of living, and trying to find out what they can and can't do in this new
country. That's right, because I mean, I think it was only a couple of weeks, Raphael, I was talking to you about your story and how you came over here, and you were telling me some of the experiences and what it's like for LGBT plus people where you come from, or maybe it was someone part of the group, maybe. I could be mistaken.
Yeah, the first, when we moved from Poland, because we were born in Poland together, and we met there, and we coming together to this country, we always have the problems with the communication with the other people, with the find the places where we could going with the other people and met the people. And I think it's the big barrier of the language, of the different culture. And I think with the skills like meet the other people, because people a little bit are shy. And another problem was the loneliness. We feel lonely in this country. We're moving for this country because we are LGBT people. And unfortunately, in our country, when we're born, we don't have any chance to be partners. We couldn't be married. We couldn't be going on the street like by hands and talking about the gay stuff and be normal people like here.
Yeah.
This country gives us the big opportunity. We really appreciate to be in this country.
I think that's what a lot of people, Kelly, don't realise is how lucky we are in the UK.
Absolutely.
You know, and a lot of things that we can do.
Yeah,
compared to other countries.
We always say there is so much more work to do in regards to the LGBT community, and absolutely there is. But if you look at countries where it's not okay or allowed, or you don't even have any laws protecting you if you're LGBT and you come here, actually we are very much forward and very, very lucky to have the freedom that we do in the UK, and also services and charities supporting and reducing isolation of those people.
So the group meets is it once a month?
So yeah, we meet for on the second Thursday of the month.
Yep.
So it's once a month. And this meeting will always be like that. But we will organize other events. So the craft sessions will be in addition to that meeting. and the trips as well. So we organize them on other days.
And what's attendance been like so far?
To be honest, it wasn't great, but actually starting groups, it's always slow process.
Yeah.
So I think we had two meetings and now we have met four people.
Yeah. And I think we've got to remember that these people, we need to build up their trust to show them that it's a safe space. They are welcome. And actually, it must be a massive, massive step. For example, the lady who had spent a year in a hotel and not been able to go out and communicate with other people or socialise, going along to a brand new group with a complete bunch of strangers in a part of town that you might never have been in before, that's massive. So actually, we just need to get the word out. So that's what we're on here for today, to tell people that we're here. And it might not be your group that you need to attend, but you might need someone who needs that support, and we're here for them.
Well, Daryl's just been in touch on Twitter. Daryl says, just tuned in to Gorgeous Radio UK. Lovely and insightful stuff from Raphael Pioch and alongside the fabulous Kelly in discussing Wolverhampton LGBT Plus's new immigrant group and their mission to reclaim the word immigrant. So if people want to get the tickets, just remind us again, Kelly, how they can find you on social media.
So go to Eventbrite, type in Wolverhampton LGBT and you will see all of our events, and Immigrant Group is just one of those. Please feel free to book as many as you want. We are inclusive for everyone at every single group, but of course it might be that you start going to Immigrant Group and then your confidence will build to go to yoga or the walking group.
Excellent. I've got to say, I mean, I see you guys here most weeks, and everyone that comes through the door, absolutely lovely on a Thursday. Brightens up my Thursday, gets me ready for a Friday. Obviously you as well, Kelly.
You've got
your little bear tag.
I've got my mama bear. This is my way of shoehorning myself into the bear group, because obviously I'm not a bear. So yeah, I'm wearing decorative items to try and get.
Love it. Right, well, thank you to Pioch, Raphael and Kelly.
Thank you for having us.